I first learned how to make stained glass at a night class up at the high school in Stanwoodopolis, my sole goal was to learn enough to make replacement windows for a couple of nailed-on plastic sheets in my drafty shack on the south end. At the time, I didn't know how to reframe a window for maybe a salvage yard replacement. And judging by the plastic ones, neither did my predecessor, who I bought the place from. Ignorance, of course, isn't always bliss. But a funny thing happened on my way to an Architectural Digest feature. I got hooked on stained glass. Those couple of windows fueled some sort of heretofore unknown passion, and in the course of a few fevered months, that curiosity in the backwaters of art design sunk its hooks completely. For a time, I built panels on the floor of my bedroom in the attic, but after stepping on half-built glass designs going to the bathroom for midnight pisses, it became apparent I needed a more formal studio, or at least an addition to the shack, which necessitated learning basic construction and carpentry. A small detour that led to a career in glass and a love of building, additions, outbuildings, furniture, and eventually a two-story house up on the hill above the shack. Life is full of surprises. The glass addiction created a conundrum for me back then. It was expensive, this stained glass stuff. My panels got smaller and smaller, trying to keep going without going broke. And so, ultimately, I had to decide whether to try to sell some of these little windows or just quit outright, call it a day, and be glad those plastic windows were closed in against the wind and the weather. Reluctantly, I became a salesman, of sorts, and a capitalist, of sorts. The last few years, I got entangled in a similar passion. It started when I remodeled a favorite banjo, upgrading parts, then decided to build one from scratch. Everybody, of course, needs more than one banjo. Maybe not five, which is what I ended up with after building a few more. And if that weren't bad enough, I tried my hand at building acoustic guitars. I just finished the fifth one of those, a nice little maple body job with an unusual sycamore top. What I swear, is my last one. The thing is, I don't really want to be a guitar banjo salesman. For one thing, they're not really that professionally made. Maybe half a dozen more and, well, they might be. But I doubt it. Maybe if I was back in my starving artist mode, I'd take the leap. But I doubt it. Poverty might just be the true mother of invention, and I'm no longer starving. Anyone out there needs a few banjos to make their neighbors miserable, you know where to find me.